My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. And, of course, she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. There we go. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
Good. Your thoughts on this Deshaun Watson lawsuit, this latest lawsuit. Your thoughts?
Well, it's something that the Browns obviously have to look into and gather more information about. It's something the league has to do the same about. I think they're in the early stages of figuring this out because this kind of came as a surprise to most people yesterday when Mike Florio broke that news. So we'll just have to see what the next steps are. I don't know if this is something where perhaps they'll reach a settlement and it will kind of quickly go the way of the other lawsuits that were settled. This, once again, is a civil suit. The plaintiff is seeking $1 million in damages, so we'll just see if maybe a settlement can be reached, and if not, we'll have to see what the NFL decides about this and also what the Browns do.
Mary Kay, if this were to ever lead to a possibility of the Browns being able to get out of the contract, would you?
Well, I think the Browns want their $230 million investment to work out. I don't think they, right now, at this moment in time, are seeking to or want to get out of the contract. I don't know that that's the case. We haven't really talked to anybody yet, but the whole entire process, they've wanted nothing more than go out onto the football field and play good football for them and live up to his potential. So I don't know if this is going to change that for them or not, but I think that they're hoping that this probably is settled like the rest of them.
Hmm. Are you surprised that the team hasn't said anything yet or that the league, other than we're not going to comment on this, or do you expect a comment from the team?
I would expect, yes, they're going to have to address it at some time in the very near future. I mean, when we get out there tomorrow, Deshaun Watson is set to talk to us on Wednesdays. We will be talking to him about the game. And, of course, you know, you will end up having to ask him about this. I'm sure he's on it while the legal process plays out. But I do believe that the Browns are going to have to address it at some point very soon.
Statement by the Browns, or would they have Kevin stand out there? What do you think the best way they should handle this, Mary Kay? I would think a statement and then get Kevin off the hook. Andy and I were talking about that before.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just going to say that you're going to, you know, gather your information and let the legal process play out, you can do that in a statement. But I would think that something would have to occur before they put Deshaun Watson in front of us tomorrow, unless they decide to hold him off for another day or something. I don't know. They're probably coming up with their strategy for this right now. I don't know what it is yet, but certainly something to figure out how they want to handle it. It's a bad, obviously, it's a bad look for everyone involved in terms of, you know, I'm sure that the Browns thought that this sort of thing was behind them. I'm sure Deshaun Watson thought that this was behind him as well. So something that has to be dealt with, it's a serious matter, and the Browns really have to investigate. The league has to investigate, and they have to arrive at what the next steps are.
Mary Kay, you think it had any influence on the way he played on Sunday? I mean, let's face it, if he knew this was coming, not to mention he loses his father last week and one of his teammates from Clemson got shot and killed last week. So, I mean, it's not exactly it'd be understandable if he was in a tough mental state.
I don't know if he knew this was coming or not. I know they've tried to settle it. So I don't know if he knew that the lawsuit was going to be filed and that it was going to be filed right now after this game. I have no idea about that. I think more so than anything that if he had anything on his mind, it was those two losses that you're referencing. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this was forefront in his mind.
Can we talk football?
Sure. Let's talk some football.
Deshaun didn't play well the other day. The offense didn't play well. The running game wasn't there. You had DeJuan Jones at tackle, which to me is fine. James Hudson was on the other side. What did you think was the biggest issue with the offense?
Well, I think it started with Deshaun. He did not play well at all, but I don't think anybody played particularly well. I think that the Cowboys came in with a really great game plan of a lot of blitzing, a lot of confusing fronts, a lot of things that they did disguise-wise, and they knew that was going to happen, but they really just couldn't handle it. They weren't really ready for it necessarily, and when you fall behind, then you lose your ability to run, and you've got to go into try to play catch-up mode, and that's always difficult without your left tackle out there, and I just think it was kind of a recipe for disaster. It got away from them early on, and they just were never able to recover, and again, nobody played well, including Deshaun Watson. And coming off of the surgery, coming off of being out since November, it just was a bad game by him and everyone else. There were drop passes. There were penalties. It was just a bad, bad look by the whole brand-new offense. And we shouldn't be shocked by that because they never really spent too much time working together. There was not a lot of time on task. So I don't think that it should be absolutely shocking why this happened, but they need to get it fixed very quickly. They have to find out what they can do and what they can accomplish because they've got some really, really good rushers that they're going to be facing down in Jacksonville.
All right, not to go back, but is there any chance Deshaun Watson doesn't play this week because of what's going on?
I don't know the answer to that. I doubt that. I mean, the only way that would happen is if they put him on the commissioner's exempt list, and I haven't heard anything about that yet. Again, everyone's kind of buttoned up on this right now, and we're still all trying to gather as much information as we possibly can. As of right now, it's all systems go, and at this point, I don't know if that will change.
I thought it was interesting, Mary Kay. Andy and I kicked this around yesterday. The defense didn't have a great game, but they actually gave up fewer yards than they gave up last year per game when they were ranked number one defense in giving up the fewest number of yards. I thought the defense was put in a really bad spot numerous times and didn't think they played a bad football game. What did you think?
Well, I don't think they played a very good first half, and they were part of the reason that the Browns obviously got themselves into the hole that they did in that first half. So there was a obvious miscommunication on the 21-yard touchdown. And then, of course, they came back and gave up another 78-yard drive in the second quarter. And now you're talking down 14-3. And it didn't help that the offense then went 3-and-out and couldn't stay on the field. But then they come back out and make it 17-3, 23 by the halftime. So I don't think that you can exonerate the defense by any stretch of the imagination because they did not have a good first half.
How close do you think Jed Wills and Jack Conklin are? Like, I wonder how close they were to actually playing on Sunday, and then I wonder what they're gonna if there's an opportunity for either one of those guys next week.
Well, Jed wasn't close because he only practiced very sparingly, so he was not close. And Jack seemed to be closer, but he must have gotten through the end of the week and just they all decided, put their heads together collectively and realized that he just wasn't there yet. So I don't know if 1 week gets you much more than you had last week. I would say maybe they're going to give him a little bit more time to get back to where he needs to be because you don't want to lose him early on. You don't want to rush him back. That was a major, major surgery that he went through.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Can we draw any conclusions from the offense based on Ken Dorsey's offense, Kevin Stefanski's? The thing just looks so discombobulated, Mary Kay. I'm having a hard time trying to figure out exactly who was doing what and what kind of an offense they were actually trying to run. I was surprised they didn't run the ball very often, because even in the first half, you know, you weren't out of it enough that you had to throw like crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, you do quickly get away from the run game when you start to be down 14-3, 17-3, and you get into a sort of a hurry-up situation. But there were also, as you guys know, there were dropped passes. There was one, I'm sure you saw, that Dave Njoku caught the ball, slipped onto the turf. Then he dropped another pass in the right flat. Elijah Moore dropped a pass over the middle. Amari Cooper dropped a pass that would have been a touchdown. Yep. So it was just a collective bad game. And I think they really need to just watch the film, see what they can do better, see what they can take out of the playbook, see what they can put in that will make everybody feel confident, because Deshaun has got to feel confident. And he was completely off that game. He was off on his throws. I don't know if he was just so out of it with everything that had happened over the weekend that he just couldn't pull himself together. It's really hard to say. Usually a professional quarterback can overcome those kinds of things and get in the zone. I don't know if he was rattled by what the defense was doing to him early on, but he just didn't look right at all. And hopefully that he can get it together for this weekend.
All right. I guess if you're the coaching staff, you got to be looking in the mirror on yourself in this one, too. I mean, we can sit here and talk all about the players, but like, I just don't think it's the small penalties, the lining up wrong, all those things. I just think that's on the coaching staff. And I think that's about discipline. And they're just I can't remember the last time where I walked out of a game going, man, not only did they get out coached, they weren't ready. And I think that's, you know, that's a coach's number one primary job, is to make sure that the team's ready, and they didn't look ready. I mean, you kind of alluded to it in the beginning.
Yeah, there were a couple of things conspiring against them. First of all, Micah Parsons wants to show the world that he is the best edge rusher in the NFL. He is sick and tired of taking a back seat to Myles Garrett. He came in here ready to play with his hair on fire, and he did that. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have your correct left tackle situation, that's kind of a recipe for disaster there. But he kind of did his damage all over the line, all over the whole entire offense. So that didn't help matters. Then you had Mike Zimmer coming in here. He was Kevin Stefanski's boss in Minnesota. And I think he had something to prove, too. He's been out of the game for a couple of years, and he was just going to lay it all out on the line and make sure that Deshaun, coming off of surgery, knowing that he was rusty, knowing that this was a new offense, knowing that they weren't going to be ready to play fast, he did everything possible to just give them the looks that were going to confuse them, the blitzes that were going to rattle them. And he did a really, really good job. And they were on their heels, and they did not handle any of it well. And, you know, the Jaguars are going to watch that tape. They're going to try to duplicate some of the same things that the Cowboys did, and the Browns have just got to be ready for it.
All right, Mary Kay, we are locked into not only your social media feeds, but also Cleveland.com. and the Plain Dealer as well to see what you've got going on, because there's a lot of news going on. So, Mary Kay, we appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.